Blog Talk Radio.
The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. That quote's from French novelist and essayist Marcel Proust, and he reminds us how our perspective holds the power for and in our lives. Welcome. I'm thrilled that you tuned in this morning to the Perspective Power Radio Network. It is 12 p.m. Eastern on the 21st day of February 2016. My name is Annette Rochelle Aben. Glad to have you here along. And our Perspective Power Radio Network theme music is provided by award-winning artist David Martinka. I invite you to visit his website at redbellymusic.com. You can also find him at sunshadows.net. He has a tremendous catalog of great CDs for purchase, as well as a lot of free downloads. So get over there and check out David Martinka. Lots of fun, lots of fun. You know, I love that quote, Marcel Proust. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. When I titled the program Discovering Gratitude, it made me think of all the things we might be taking for granted. We need to go try this new food. We have to go wear these new clothes. We've got to meet these new people, because that which is around us doesn't excite us anymore. We don't feel good about it. There's got to be something else out there that's better. You know, that kind of grass is always greener thought process. When I read this quote, it made me realize that sometimes the excitement that we seek is found in the way we see what is around us, and how we own the gratitude for what we've got, and how that can make such a huge difference in how we actually move through the rest of our lives. Now, of course, being grateful on a Tuesday isn't necessarily going to carry you for the rest of the month. Being grateful on a Friday doesn't necessarily get you even through that entire day. So there's always an opportunity to discover something to be grateful for, and that is a real thrill. If you've ever been around anyone that is suffering from living with whatever the term works for you, I'm not hanging one on it or not, but with dementia, it's an interesting experience. Within the last couple of weeks, a good friend of mine's mother crossed over, and she'd lived quite a few of the last few years on this earth with dementia. And you could say hello to her 1 minute, and if she turned her head or you turned away and looked back, you'd have to say hello to her again. So she kind of lived in this voyage of discovery that we're talking about, because each and every moment was brand new. Each and every moment was a chance to discover something wonderful and exciting with just the things around you. She saw everybody with new eyes all the time because she didn't have any connection to what she just saw. The blooming of a flower, the wings of a butterfly. You know, if a butterfly lands somewhere, we say, oh, wow, look at that butterfly, how cool. And if we sit and stare at it and stare at it and stare at it, that newness might not necessarily stay with us. So if, let's say, the butterfly was in front of us for a minute, in that entire minute, could we possibly be caught up in the excitement and the thrill of seeing that butterfly? It's been there an entire minute. A minute is not long, folks. A minute is not long. I could sit here and go tick, 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 tick and count it down, but why, you know, take a minute of the program to do that? But I want you to think about it. If you looked at that butterfly for a minute and became absorbed in all the different things that it did, you know, that butterfly is not just hanging there in midair. That butterfly is working that flower. Let's say it landed on a flower. Butterfly is working that flower. That butterfly is getting what it needs out of that flower. The butterfly is actually in constant motion. If you look at its little legs, if you look at its wings, the wings might be moving, kind of like when we breathe and our chest rises or our diaphragm moves. People's shoulders will move. You know, we're not just sitting there. Even people who are sleeping, there's some movement in some capacity. Unless it's permanent sleep, then there's no movement in any capacity. But you get the idea that if we can take our own ability to see something that goes deeper than, something that really learns how to read what's around us, not just capture what the brain sees, you know, sort of like taking that picture, sending it to the back of our brain, and then sending the response back out again. I don't know if any of you have ever played a musical instrument in a band or sung in a band, but when I sang in a band, we had speakers in front of us, and what it allowed me to do was it allowed me to hear what was going through the sound system and coming back to me, so I didn't have to wait for it to go all the way to the back of the auditorium or the hall or wherever we were and then bounce back, because I had to know what all the instruments were doing. I had to know where we were. We all had, and they had to know where I was. We all had to kind of keep up with each other, because it's one thing to be sitting in a room playing acoustic or just sort of humming tunes. When we rehearsed in our drummer's basement, we didn't have all those little speakers set up in front of each other because we were all right there. We could hear each other. But when you're playing out that way and you're sending the music out and everybody's mic'd and it's going, you've got to have that instant recognition. You've got to know. So we had to train ourselves to listen for more than what you thought you could hear. We had to listen for other things. We train our eyes the same way, by allowing ourselves to expand on what it is we're seeing. It's kind of like having new eyes. It's kind of like realizing that if we didn't have any judgment, if we didn't have any preconceived notions, we could actually see a lot more that's going on than what we do. And I believe that that voyage of discovery holds so much option and opportunity for us to be able to find gratitude that it is unreal. And I started the program with the thought that, you know, if we're bored, we've got to go see some new things, do some new things, find some new clothes, meet some new people. And that may very well be true. You may be very well ready to go out and expand your horizons in whatever capacity and fashion that is, for whatever it means to you. Kudos. I mean, go do what you got to do. Get out there and explore your world. However, if it is because you have become so incredibly bored with what you've got around you, I might suggest that you take some time with one thing, just one thing. Perhaps it's a photograph. Perhaps it's a piece of artwork. Maybe it's a piece of jewelry. Maybe it's an article of clothing. And possibly it's the furniture you've got in your home. To really take a look at what you've got and see something different. For instance, directly across from me is a chair that everybody calls the throne. And it's because it's huge. It's just this huge, huge chair. It was purchased because there are times that I have depth perception issues. DEPTH perception. I gotta get that out there. And as a result, to sit on a chair that's only like 18 inches wide or a foot wide, you know, sometimes, you know, little stools that do those little tiny circles, doesn't always work for me. I need to be able to put my hands down and hold on to them while I lower myself, and it needs to be sturdy, and I need to be able to have it be a certain height. So I looked through a catalog, and I found this chair that was made for people that weigh a whole lot more than I do and needed something larger to accommodate them. So I spent a couple $100 and bought this chair, and I took it to a clinic that I had therapy on a regular basis. I still go there, but the chair is with me now. So that whenever I needed to sit in a chair as opposed to on an examination table, I could have that chair at my avail. And eventually, you know, they restructured their therapy rooms and gave me back my chair. So now the chair sits here in my office space. And when people come over to hang out, they'll sit in and go, wow, this chair is amazing, because it looks like an office chair on steroids. It's just huge. So when I look at this, I could look at that chair and go, oh, my gosh, I need some new furniture in here. That chair, I've seen that chair, and blah, 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 blah. But let's talk about looking at that chair through different eyes. I can take a minute or two or several minutes and look at that chair and think about all the good it did me when I first got it, how helpful it was in allowing me to receive the treatments that I so dearly needed at the time that I got them from my doctor. I can also look at that chair and remember the happy times of all the people that have sat there and the meals we've shared and the laughter, the joy, the opportunity that they had to be comfortable in my own space. And suddenly, I'm discovering gratitude for that chair. I'm feeling this great energy about that chair because what I'm doing is I'm actually seeing it through different eyes. And it's kind of fun because it's just a chair. And you can go through certain catalogs and find it and buy one for yourself. And it'll do whatever you want it to. It'll fill whatever purpose you need. But it's given me the opportunity to discover gratitude now. Discovering the gratitude and training my eyes to pick up on different things. Obviously things that I can't see because there's nobody sitting in that chair right now. There's nobody in my immediate space that is giving me that cue to link to that memory that fills me with gratitude. But what the gratitude's doing is it's lightening up my spirit. It's giving my body a sense of peace. It's giving my mind a chance to expand, maybe use a few more of those brain cells that I didn't even know were looking to be used. It gives me the feeling that where I am is okay. And it allows me to feel comfortable where I am. Just that one little thought of the gratitude for that chair. The two little thoughts, the three little thoughts, the four little thoughts. I didn't have to leave anywhere I was. I didn't even have to turn my head. All I had to do was move my eyes. But I discovered something different. I went on a voyage of seeking gratitude and was richly rewarded for it. Now, I'm going to give you another really cool thought. Sitting on that chair happens to be a pillow. It's about 18 inches by 18 inches square. And it's just a toss pillow. And I've actually had that pillow for quite a while. That pillow's probably been with me, I should say, at least 17 years, maybe a little longer. And on the pillow is a picture of a cat and a teddy bear. It's a stuffed bear and a real cat, but it's a photograph. This pillow came from Sweden, and it came to me via a young man named Adam. Adam, and I'm smiling because now I'm doing that voyage of gratitude again with the new eyes of looking at that pillow. I don't just see the pillow that most people actually set aside when they sit on that chair. They don't leave the pillow there. I leave the pillow there because I take a voyage of gratitude with my new eyes. Adam brought me that pillow when he was a foreign exchange student in Sweden. Adam is the son of a woman who was my secretary ages ago, 26, 27 years ago, when I ran a television studio. And Adam at the time was a little boy. And Adam had a crush on me. He was crushing on Mama's boss. And he would do things. He'd bake me cakes. There was a fast food restaurant next door to the building the studio was in. If his mom took him there to get lunch, he'd always bring me French fries, get a Netta shake. You know, he just wanted to gift me things. He made me things in his shop class. I mean, the kid was, he was cool. He was great. When he turned 21, he actually took me as his date, if you can believe this, for his first legal drink. So he and I and his mom and her boyfriend double dated. And, of course, as soon as the meal was over, he took off chasing a waitress, which is as it should be. Should not be stuck with me. Adam, before he married his beautiful wife, Abby, brought her to me. And that was just about 3 years ago. And introduced me to her. And Abby had gotten up, and they were both sharing, by the way, the throne. And she had gotten up to go into the restroom, and he leaned over. He goes, "Now, if you don't like her, I can't marry her." And I thought, dude, don't do that. You're going to marry her. And he showed me the ring. And they went away to St. Thomas 2 days later, and he proposed. And the reason I bring this up, the reason I'm looking at this pillow through different eyes, is it reminds me of Abby's burgeoning belly, because she's going to deliver their first child, a little boy, any day now. So when I look at that pillow, I find the gratitude for life renewing itself. I find the gratitude that that pillow showed me the character of a young man that I knew as a child and watched him grow through the years. When I look at that pillow, I find gratitude for still being connected to this family. I'm still friends with his mother. Jennifer and I are still friends on Facebook. We connect as best we can. You know, everybody's lives take off in different directions. We don't even live in the same county anymore. We live in the same state again, but not the same county. And Adam and Abby live quite a little ways away. They're sort of like in mid-Michigan around Battle Creek, Kalamazoo. But when I look at that pillow, my new eyes take a voyage of discovery, and I discover a new way to enjoy myself, to feel gratitude, because there's something different that I see in that pillow. I'm seeing the things it reminds me of. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking a new landscape, but in having new eyes. Perhaps I wanted to get rid of that pillow. Perhaps I just thought, and it really doesn't fit my decor, and you got to understand something. That's it don't work, right? It's the colors basically don't fit my decor. And like I said, when most people come in, they take the pillow and they either walk it around the corner into my bedroom and they toss it in there, or they set it on another chair, or they set it on the floor, they set it on a table. So perhaps I need a new pillow. So I'm going to go find something else. I'm going to discover this new thing. I'm going to go to Home Goods or some other place and find pillows. No. I'm enjoying the feeling of gratitude that that gives me, and I'm enjoying the benefits of gratitude. So I'm going to put this out there for a moment. Let's talk about people. Ew! I don't mean talk about people this ain't yappity, yappity, yappity and putting somebody down or yapping behind their backs. But let's talk about, say, somebody we've been married to for a long period of time. I wasn't married a long time. I was married 9 years. And our marriage ended because our marriage needed to end. But I've still been in contact over the last 26 and a half years with this ex-husband for reasons that work for us. And I've gotten the opportunity to take that voyage of discovery, of seeing him through different eyes, and finding a new way of relating to him that allows me to experience and feel gratitude. And it's been something that those that have known us for 36 years and knew us back when we were a couple and then watched us go through our divorce and kind of scratched their head and said, what was that all about? And then the ensuing time since. And because of the way my ex and I relate, it actually has allowed the people around us to find a new sense of gratitude, not just for who we are as people, but for our actual separation and subsequent divorce. It was really kind of crazy. But they were able to have new eyes to look at the situation, and it was difficult for some of them. Many of them decided they didn't want to. You know, a lot of people have just sort of gone the wayside and left us standing in the dust, and that's okay too, because everybody's got to do what they got to do. But even in that scenario, they were able to see things through different eyes, and it gave them a sense of peace. And a sense of, I don't want to say good nature, but the word's not formulating right now, so I'll let it go. It brought them a sense of acceptance. When we take the time to look at our situations, work, there's another one for you. Everybody's talking about they need a new job, they got to get more money, they got to do this, they got to do that. So they go out seeking something they don't have. That new landscape, that new job. And you know what's funny? If you've ever changed jobs a lot, and I didn't change jobs a lot, but when it came time to change the jobs, it seemed like I was walking through new doors all the time. And the funny thing was, I remember being fired in radio. And I was furious. I hadn't even been ever fired from a babysitting job in my life. I thought it meant that I was some kind of loser, some kind of freak. I even called the broadcasting school up after I'd gotten a snoutful. Yeah, I wasn't that intelligent. And I read them the Stinkin' Riot Act, and I told them what a bunch of stinkers they were. And probably not the language I used. It's been a while, but I know I went off the chain crazy with them. Funny thing is that every time I think about that scenario, and I look at it through different eyes, I have such gratitude for, number one, getting fired from that job because it opened me up to what I really wanted to do, which is work in television, and I got my opportunity, and it was great, had a wonderful time. And then I looked back on how I handled the situation, and I saw true respect and restraint coming from the people at the broadcasting school because they could have had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with me after that. And yet, once I got back into the television end of it and I was working the things I was doing there, they actually brought me into the school to speak when the new university was built. And I was on the panel of their success stories. And the same people I had cursed out were sitting right there in front, just beaming with pride. I didn't need to find the new landscape to find the gratitude. However, the funny thing was, it wasn't until I was able to look at the old landscape that I found the gratitude for the new landscape, because the new business was just as intense. And it didn't matter whether it was radio or television. Once your time is up in that industry or in that job, they're going to find a way to get rid of you. And guess what? I got fired then, too. But I got fired because I refused to do something they asked me to do. I disagreed with the board of directors, and they said, you're out of here. And I went, okay, fine, I'm out of here. Now, all of that being said, if you're in a position, you're in a job, you're in a relationship, and you're looking at it, and you're saying to yourself, you know, Annette, I think I'm just going to up that resume. I'm going to redo it. I'm going to get it out there. I'm going to find me something new. You may very well be at that point in your life where you need to be there. But I'm going to suggest three things before you go out looking. And that is, first of all, to write a list of every single thing about the job you're looking for that you want it to give you. Everything. I don't care if it's your own office, a window in your office, more money, better hours, the chance to do something, a specific thing. Like radio and TV, very, very different. One's visual, one's auditory. In other words, just write it out. Doesn't matter. The second thing I'm going to ask you to do is to write out the list of all your qualities and traits. And it can be you're hardworking. It could be you've got 4 degrees. It could be, I don't care what it is. I'm not judging the lists, and I don't want you to judge the lists. You can judge them if you want, but that's not the point. And the third thing I'd like you to do is to write out a list of everything you felt when you first started the job that you're wanting to leave. The excitement, the enthusiasm, the trepidation, if that was there. I mean, when I became the CEO of a company, a television studio, as a matter of fact, I was like, holy crap, I'm in charge of this whole thing. How am I going to pull this off? Yeah, it was a bit intimidating, but I did it, and I had a great time. Write these lists out. And the funny thing is, if you sit down and you look at the lists, lay them out side by side, if that's possible, if you're on your computer, print them off. Take a highlighter and highlight the similar things. If phrasing comes up the same way, highlight that. So don't do the lists on the same day. Like, do one list and then think about it. Do another list and think about it. Do, you know, let it go. Do another list. Highlight the similar things. The idea behind this is what it will do for you to do this is it will bring you a sense of gratitude, will help you discover the gratitude for where you are right now, it will give you that sense of peace and feeling. It will help you move through the turmoil inside of you, which you believe is giving you the nudge and saying, hey, come on, you got to move on, you got to move on. This bites you. This isn't what you want to do. It's not where you want to be. It's going to help you move through it. It's going to help you get to the point where you're saying, you know what? We have come to the end of this road. We have come to the point where it's time to move forward. And I'm grateful for what I've learned. I'm grateful for what I could bring to this. I'm grateful for what you gave me. I'm grateful for what we have. It's kind of like that amicable divorce thing. People don't think that can happen. Sure, it can. Absolutely, it can. An amicable parting of the ways. Absolutely, it can. When you're writing out all those things that you liked about something, I'm not talking about the things you didn't like. We already know the things you don't like. That's what's making you want to go. Not only then is it going to stabilize your energy and really give you something to own and hang on to, but it's going to put you in the proper frame of mind for attracting into your vibration that energy, which is going to bring you the thing that's going to take you higher the next time around. It won't be a lateral move. I mean, you might think it's a lateral move to go from this job to this job or this relationship to that relationship, but it's going to put you on the next level. Why? Because, number one, you're not expecting the new job to fill every need the other one didn't. Number two, you're moving forward with gratitude and love in your heart, and you're going to attract 10 times more of that. And number three, there will be no regrets when you finally do shut the one door, leave your key, set down your door pass, whatever it is you had to get in there. And that new voyage, that new landscape in front of you will feel comfortable. You'll feel good about it. You'll own that because you looked at where you were through new eyes. You allowed yourself to see something different, and then you owned it and you felt it. Because the real key to gratitude isn't so much looking at something and saying, hey, I appreciate that. Hey, that looks really cool. Hey, I was hungry. Thanks for that pizza, dude. What it really does is it's about the feeling that you put into it. Because 9 times out of 10, if we're disappointed in something, our feeling towards that thing is absolutely, positively electric. It's palpable. People can see our heart racing. They can see our skin change color. They can see our eyes, the pupils dilate. They can see our teeth starting to show. They can see, can you see my, I'm giving you my rat face teeth. Not such a pretty picture, Annette. Stop that. However, they can also see your gratitude. They can see you walk with confidence. They can see the strides. You'll sit in your interview, and you won't be sitting there when the person interviewing you says, and why did you leave? Oh, because they just didn't understand me, and they were creeps, and I couldn't trust my boss, and I hated my coworkers. Which, by the way, nobody interviewing you wants to hear, so just leave that smack alone. Instead, what you'll say is, I really feel that I learned so much that I'm ready to take this to another level. And I can bring all those great things I got from there. And now I'm ready to move forward. Do you see the difference in approaching it with that gratitude? Because you've instilled yourself in it, because you were able to take that voyage of the new discovery with your new eyes, meet it halfway, and now when you go forward and you're looking at the new landscape, it's an enjoyable proposition. And gratitude got you there. You discovered gratitude by shifting your perspective, looking at what you had through new eyes, really owning it, really taking the time to make it something powerful and amazing. And you are powerful, and you are amazing, and you are right where you need to be at the time you were there. And you are definitely, definitely a stronger, happier, healthier, wiser, more incredible person than you were even just 30 minutes ago. And I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate you spending your time with us. I appreciate you spending time looking up award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com, sunshadows.net, and joining our little tribe of happy, healthy, perspective people by finding us on facebook.com/perspectivepower and joining us every Sunday at this time.